ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 एतावान्
एतावान्
Achalaha.
Unflinching.
Ava.
Spontaneous attraction.
Yat.
Yat.
Which.
Which.
Bhagavata, pure devotee of the Lord,
pure devotee of the Lord,
Sangataha, association.
After. Translation.
All the different kinds of worshippers of multi-demigods can attain the highest perfectional benediction, which is spontaneous attraction, unflinchingly fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by the association of the pure devotee of the Lord.
This is the secret. Association of the pure devotee of the Lord. Without association of pure devotees of Lord, nobody can come to this stage, unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of God. I think last part, but you did not read. You did?
No, I didn't read the
last.
Third word. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Bhagavad Gita as the Purushottama, or the Supreme Personality. It is He only who can award liberation to the impersonalists by absorbing such aspirants in the Brahma Jyoti, the bodily rays of the Lord. The Brahma Jyoti is not separate from the Lord, as the glowing sun ray is not independent of the sun disk. Therefore, one who desires to merge into the supreme impersonal Brahma Jyoti must also worship the Lord by Bhakti Yoga, as it is recommended here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Yoga is especially stressed here as the means of all perfection. In the previous chapters, it has been stated that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And in the same way, in this chapter, it is emphatically declared that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of all of the different varieties of worship of the different demigods. Bhakti Yoga, thus being the supreme means of self-realization, is recommended here. Everyone must therefore seriously take up the methods of Bhakti Yoga, even though one aspires for material enjoyment or liberation from material bondage. Akamaha is one who has no material desire. A living being, naturally being the part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, Purusham Puranam, has as his natural function to serve the Supreme Being. Just as the parts and parcels of the body, or the limbs of the body, are naturally meant to serve the complete body. Desireless means, therefore, not to be inert, like the stone, but to be conscious of one's actual position, and thus desire satisfaction only from the Supreme Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this desirelessness as Vajaniya Parama Purusha Sukha Matra Svasukhatvam in his Sandarbha. This means that one should only feel happy by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. This intuition of the living being is sometimes manifested even during the conditioned stage of a living being in the material world. And such intuition is expressed in the manner of altruism, of philanthropism, socialism, communism, etc., by the undeveloped minds of less intelligent persons. In the mundane field, such an outlook of doing good to others in the form of society, community, family, country, or humanity is a partial manifestation of the same original feeling in which a pure living entity feels happiness by the happiness of the Supreme Lord. Such superb feelings were exhibited by the damsels of Rajapuni for the happiness of the Lord. The gopis love the Lord without any return, and this is the perfect exhibition of the akama spirit. Kama spirit, or the desire for one's own satisfaction, is fully exhibited in the material world, whereas the spirit of akama is fully exhibited in the spiritual world. Thoughts of becoming one with the Lord, or being merged in the Brahma Jyoti, can also be exhibitions of karma spirit, if they are desires for one's own satisfaction, to be free from the material miseries. A pure devotee does not want liberation.
That I don't want my liberation alone. Unless I deliver all these fools who are rotting in this material world, I do not want my personal liberation. This is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mahavadi philosophers, they are going to Himalaya or some secluded place for personal benefit. But a Vaishnava, he has no desire for personal benefit. The personal benefit is already there in Vaishnava because he is in touch with the Supreme Law by his service. Prahlad Maharaj said, Nahitad Vidhi Paradeva Durapraya Vaitaranya Tadvi Jagayana Mahamritamagna Chitya Shuti Tadvi Mukhachetasa Maya Sukhaya Bharamad Bhuta Bharamud Bhato Vimuna. My dear Lord, I am not anxious for myself. Because I have got the thing. I have no problem how to cross over the nations or how to go to Vaikuntha or to become liberated. These problems are solved. Why? How you have solved? The Tadvijya Gayana Mahamrata Mirguna Chitra. Because I am engaged always in glorifying your activities, so my problem is solved. Then what is your problem? The problem is Shoti. I am lamenting. Shoti, tad vimukha chetasa, those who are averse to you, being averse to you, they are working so hard, maya sukhaya, the so-called happiness, these rascals, I am simply lamenting for them. This is our Vaishnava pleasure. One who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, he has no problem. But his only problem is how to deliver the rascals who are simply working hard for getting Krishna. That is the problem. Go on.
So that he may be relieved from the miseries of life. Even without so-called liberation, a pure devotee is aspirant for the satisfaction of the Lord. Influenced by the karma spirit, Arjuna declined to fight on the Kurukshetra battlefield because he wanted to save his relatives for his own satisfaction. But being a pure devotee, he agreed to fight on the instruction of the Lord because he came to his senses that satisfaction of the Lord at the cost of his own satisfaction was his prime duty. Thus he became Akama. That is the perfect stage of a perfect living being. Udaraji means one who has broader outlook. People with desire for material enjoyment worship small demigods, and such intelligence is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20 as Sritta Jnana. The intelligence of one who has lost his senses. No one can obtain any result from demigods without getting sanction from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a person with a broader outlook can see that the ultimate authority is the Lord, even for material benefits. Under the circumstances, one with a broader outlook, even with the desire for material enjoyment or for liberation, should take to the worship of the Lord directly. And everyone, either in Akkama or Sakkama or Mokshakama, should worship the Lord with great expedience. This implies that Bhakti Yoga may be perfectly administered without any mixture of karma and jnana, as the unmixed sun ray is very forceful and is therefore called Tivra. Similarly, unmixed Bhakti Yoga of hearing, chanting, etc. may be performed by one and all, regardless of inner motive. All living entities within the material creation, beginning from the first demigod, Brahma, down to the small ant, in different statuses of life, are conditioned under the law of material nature, or the external energy of the Supreme Lord. The living entity in his pure state is conscious of the fact that he is a part and parcel of the Lord, but when he is thrown into the material world, on account of his desire to lord it over material energy, he becomes conditioned by the three modes of material nature, and thus struggles for existence for the highest benefit. This struggle of existence is something like following the will of the wisp under the spell of material enjoyment. All plans of material enjoyment, either by worship of different demigods as described in the previous verses of this chapter, or by modernized advancement of scientific knowledge without the help of God or demigod, are illusory only, because despite all such plans for happiness, the conditioned living being within the compass of material creation can never solve the problems of life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. The history of the universe is full of such plan makers, and many kings and emperors come and go, leaving a plan-making story only. But the prime problems of life remain unsolved despite all endeavors by such plan makers. Actually, human life is meant for making a solution to the problems of life. Such problems can never be solved by satisfying different demigods, by different modes of worship, or by so-called scientific advancement of knowledge without the help of God or the demigods. Apart from the gross materialists, who care very little either for God or for the demigod, the Vedas recommend worship of different demigods for different benefits, so they are neither false nor imaginary. The demigods are as factual as we are, but they are much more powerful due to their being engaged in the direct service of the Lord by managing different departments in the universal government. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this, and the different planets of the demigods are mentioned there, including the one of the supreme demigod, Lord Brahma. The gross materialists believe neither in the existence of God nor the demigods, nor do they believe that different planets are dominated by different demigods. They are creating a great commotion about reaching the closest celestial body, the Chandraloka, or the moon. But even after much mechanical research, they have only very scanty information of this moon. And in spite of much false advertisement for selling land on the moon, the puffed-up scientists or gross materialists cannot live there, and what to speak of reaching other innumerable planets which they are unable even to count. However, the followers of the Vedas have a different method of acquiring knowledge. They accept the statements of the Vedic literatures as authority in toto, as we have already discussed on Canto 1, and therefore they have full and reasonable knowledge of God and demigods and of their different residential planets situated within the compass of the material world and beyond the limit of the material sky. The most authentic Vedic literature accepted by the great Indian acharyas like Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Chaitanya, etc., and studied by all important personalities of the world is the Bhagavad Gita, in which the worship of the demigods and their respective residential planets are mentioned. The Bhagavad Gita affirms, Jyanti deva vrata devan pritin jyanti priti vrataha vrataha bhutani jyanti bhutesha jyanti magya jinopimam. The worshippers of demigods reach the respective planets of the demigods, and the worshippers of forefathers reach the planets of the forefathers. The gross materialist remains in the different material planets, but the devotees of the Lord reach the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 9:25. We also have information from the Bhagavad Gita that all the planets within the material world, including the Brahmaloka, are but temporarily situated, and after a fixed period, they are all annihilated. Therefore, the demigods and their followers are all annihilated at the period of devastation. But one who reaches the kingdom of God gets a permanent share in eternal life. That is the verdict of Vedic literature. The worshippers of the demigods have one facility more than the unbelievers due to their conviction of the Vedic version, by which they can get information of the benefit of worshipping the Supreme Lord and the association of the devotees of the Lord. The gross materialist, however, without any faith in the Vedic version, remains eternally in darkness, driven by a false conviction on the basis of imperfect experimental knowledge, or the so-called material science, which can never reach into the realm of transcendental knowledge.
Therefore, unless they come in contact with a transcendentalist like the pure devotee of the Lord, the attempts of the gross materialists or the worshippers of the temporary demigods are simply a waste of energy. Only by the grace of the divine personalities, the pure devotees of the Lord, can one achieve pure devotion, which is the highest perfection of human life. Only a pure devotee of the Lord can show one the right way of progressive life. Otherwise, both the materialistic way of life, without any information of God or the demigods, and the life engaged in the worship of demigods in pursuit of temporary material enjoyments, are all different phases of phantasmagoria. They are nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita also, but the Bhagavad Gita can be understood in the association of pure devotees only, and not by the interpretations of politicians or dry philosophical speculators.
So, next.
Jnanam
jad
a pratinivitta punarmi chakram atma prasada buddha yatra guneshu asanga kaivalya sammata upattas so atta bhakti yoga ho irito hari patasu rajin na vajya jnanam yad a pati nirvitta gunami chakram Jnanam yada pati nivitta gunorni chakram
It is divided in that way. Jada. The text is jada. Jada means fan. Jnanam yada pati nivitta gunai Gnani Bhak Chakra. Read it.
Jnanam Jada Prasinivritta Gunarmi Chakram.
Jnanam Jada Prasinivritta Gunarmi Chakram.
Atma Prasada Utta Yatra Guneshva Sangha. Kai Varya Sammata Patasvatta Bhakti Yoga Gone Vito Harikota Sura Timba Kuryat Jnanam Yada Pratinivritta Gunarmi Chakram Jnanam Yada Pratinivritta Gunarmi Chakram Atma Prasada Uta Yatra Guneshva Sangha
Atma Prasada Uta Yatra Guneshva Sangha
Kaivalya Sammata Patasvatta Bhakti Yoga
Kaivalya Sammata Patasvatta Bhakti Yoga
Kone Vito Harikata Suratim Nakuryat
Kone Vito Harikata Suratim
Jnanam yada pati nivritta gunarmi chakram Atma prasada uta yatra guneshva sangha Atma prasada uta yatra
Atma
prasada uta yatra guneshva sangha Kaivalya sammata patan Svata Bhakti Yoga.
Om Nivritto
Hari Kratasu.
Om Nivritto Hari
Kratasu. Om Nakurya.
Jan Yada Patita Vritta Unarmi Takam. Atma Prasara Utayata Duneva Sangaha. I Varya Samatha Pata Swata Bhakti Yoga. Om Nirvito Hari Katha Surasim Nakoya. Om Nirvito Hari Katha Surasim Nakoya. Jalam Jalam Gunivitam Vanvalya sammata patatvata bhakti yoga. Om vritto hari katha sura kim na kuryat.
Yanandala panivita gunarmita pram.
Atma prasada utayasra gunesha sangaha. Aivarya samata patasvata bhakti yoga. Oh, the Vito, Hari Katha, Sarathim, Nakurya.
Janam Yada, Pratidivita, Gnorni Chakram. Atma Prashada Utayatra Gnanta Guneshka Sangaha. Kaivaya Samrata Patasvata Bhakti Yoga.
Janam jadapati nibitta gunarni chakram atma prasada yuta jatra guneshu asanga kaivalya sammata patastu patabhakti yoga ko nibitta hari katha suratinna kujya. Pardon me.
Up to the limit of Pratinivritta, completely withdrawn. Guna Urmi, the waves of the material mode. Chakram, whirlpool. Atma Prasada, self satisfaction. Uta, moreover. Yatra, where there is, Guneshu, in the modes of nature, Asanga, no attachment, Kaivalya.
Kaivalya.
Transcendental. Sammata. Approved. Mpata. Path. To. But. Atta. Therefore. Bhakti Yoga. Transcendental devotional service. Ka. Who. Nirvritta, absorbed in, Harikata, in the transcendental topic of the Lord, Ratin, attraction, Na, shall not, Svardhya, do.
Dhyanam, Jana, Nirvritta, Gunanmi, Chakram. Knowledge, progress in knowledge. So, when it comes to the real standard, jada, jnanam jada, when the knowledge or speculative, empiric knowledge, Pratinivitta Gunan Mishaka, no more affected by the waves of these modes of nature. Our present condition state is due to our being carried away by the waves of material nature. We are being carried away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated in his song, Kano mayar basi jatcho hese khatcho habu dubu bhai. Why you are being carried away by the waves of maya? And sometimes ground, sometimes on the surface. Why you are taking so much trouble? Jeev Krishna das, evi sras kolle tohar dukkha. As soon as you take it, it is a fact, but you are misled. It is a fact that you are eternal servant of Krishna, but artificially you are thinking that you are master. You are master, you are God, you are Indra, you are this, you are that. That is artificial. So real knowledge means when one is not anymore disturbed by the influence of the modes of material nature. The modes of material nature is working, somebody is influenced by passion, somebody is influenced by ignorance, and somebody is influenced by goodness. There is also bondage. If on the platform of goodness, if one stops, then he is also bound. He is also conditioned. I am a very learned man. I know what is Brahma. I am living very nice, peaceful life. These are the products of jnana. But if we remain compact within the boundary of such knowledge and do not make further progress, then that is also bondage. That is also bondage. Therefore, one must come to the sense where these waves of material nature cannot act. That is real knowledge. Therefore it is said, jnanam jada pratinivitta. Gunarmi, urmi means waves, chakram, in the whirlpool of the waves of the ocean of Nisan. They are taking pleasure in swimming with the waves. It is voluntarily taking the center of the ocean, and they like being tossed by the waves, And sometimes they are drowned also. That is our position. We have come to enjoy these ocean of material, these hands, and then starting, and we are thinking we are enjoying. So, when one comes to the knowledge that this is not my platform of endurance, let me go to the land. And then he says, then he says, otherwise, he may think that he is enjoying, but he is actually being tossed by the waves of the ocean. And this is knowledge. Jnanam. Jada apatinivitta. Atma prasadavuto jatra guneshu asanga. Atma prasada. I am eternal part and parcel of Krishna. I may be very minute part, but because I am now attached to the complete machine, now I answer. Say, this example I have given several times. A big machine and a small screw part of it. When it is detached from the machine, it is nowhere. But when it is attached to the machine, even if it is very insignificant, small, it has a value. Similarly, ātma prasāda uta jatra guneshu asaṅga. Asaṅga, no more connection with this material net. But I am my connection with Krishna. It may be little, very, I may be very minute, but that, I will say, connection is very valuable. I have given many times this example, that a car running at the speed of 60 miles and a cycle is running at the rate of 10 miles. But as soon as the cyclist catches the car, the cyclist also runs in the 60 miles. So similarly, instead of trying to satisfy our senses independently, if we join with Krishna in his rasa-rasa, as cowherd boys, gopis, if you join with Krishna, then you get the same pleasure as Krishna. This is Krishna concept. Don't try to enjoy independently. Just like here in this temple, every one of us trying to enjoy life in connection with Krishna. As soon as we are disconnected with Krishna consciousness, this kind of foodstuff or this kind of living, simple living, will not satisfy you. You will be tossed by the waves of material nature, as others are being. They are also eating. We are also eating. But in our eating, we have our full satisfaction. And they have no satisfaction. They are eating sometimes here, sometimes there. This is a student, that is a student, this place, so many advertisements. So, as soon as we dovetail our activities with Krishna, Krishna's activities, that is perfection, jnanam, jada, apratihata, ahoyituki, apratihata, that is real activity. Savai pungsa paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokhavi. The activities which jato bhakti adhokhavi, which is meant for rendering service to the Lord, apratihata, without being checked. Here it is said, jada apratihata, or apratihata. Both ways you can take, that is kaivalya. Kaivalya means oneness. When I forget myself, the same example. The screw is no longer a screw. It is a whole machine. So similarly, Kaivalya means oneness. There is no other anything. Sadbham, Khaluidam, Brahma, everything Brahma. This state can be achieved when one is engaged, adopted in the service of the Lord. Therefore, the last line says, Ko nibrita harikatha suhatim nakujya. This is the first perfectional stage of life. So anyone who wants blissful life, what is nibbiti? What is nibbiti? Absorbed. So anyone who wants to be in transcendental pleasure, absorbed in transcendental pleasure, how he'll decline to hear the Harikatha, transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of God, Harikatha. Harikatha su, this is Harikatha. In our temple, whatever is discussed, that is Harikatha. Or Krishna Katha. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Harikatha. Now, read from Kanga. Alright. Now we shall read tomorrow. Yes. Now have peace. Begin. Shut. Thank you.
Thank you. ಸಪರಿಪ್ರಾಜರಾಜ ಅಸುತ್ತರ ಸತಸಿಂಹಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರೋಭಾಗೀಜ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿನ್ನತಿಯ ರಾಮಾಚಾರ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರಿಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋ ಗೋಪನಾಥ ಧಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿಯ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನವದೇವ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಪ್ನಾಮಾಯಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಪ್ನಾಮಾಯಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಾವೇದ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಿ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್.